The truth ain't never lied. As a matter of fact, the truth is exactly what it says it is. The truth. I have a question for you. Is your definition of the truth true? Here's another. When you find out the truth about something, do you take it at face value or do you turn it into something that's convenient for you? Because I'm here to tell you, if this is so, the answer to both of those questions will give you untrue results. Here's my personal truth. I found it imperative to ask for the truth out of everyone, but I wasn't being very truthful with myself. You see, it was a must that anyone that I dealt with consistently be completely honest with me. Typical, right? Exactly, I mean, that's what I said. I mean, I required honesty in their living, honesty in the way they treated themselves, and of course, complete and total honesty in how they treated, spoke to, and even thought of me. But here's where I made this truth thing convenient and honestly not so true for me. I set this so-called standard for people to follow in order to deal with me, but I wasn't truthfully holding up my end of the bargain. I was literally doing the opposite of what I was making mandatory for others to do. And to be even more honest, I was doing it on purpose. Yeah, I was. I mean, come on. I knew deep down that I wasn't halfway being honest with myself. And it originated with me putting my blinders on in regards to what I even required from others because it wasn't what the truth God sent out for me to have in his word. John 14:6, Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 17:17, "Sanctify them with your truth. Your word is truth." 1 Corinthians 13:6, "Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth." 1 John 3:18, "Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth." You see, people, including me, tell lies and live deceitfully because they can hide behind it. Lies have the stubborn way of covering up themselves because you have to keep telling lies in order for the very first lie to continue with its lifeline. But it's inevitable. No matter how much you try to hide or bury the truth, it always resurrects. Just like Mr. Truth himself, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is how I know and had to painfully find out that the truth is a promise keeper. It never fails. Now, what would you say a promise keeper is? Something or someone that never breaks a promise, right? So now, what person can you truthfully say will and has never broken a promise? I'll wait. No. Seriously, I'll wait because I don't know any human being that will. There were a lot of times when I broke promises to myself. My own self. And you want to know why? Because I wasn't being true to myself. I surely wasn't being what God wanted me to be. Shakespeare said, "To thine own self be true." This phrase means to be true to yourself and do not engage in self-deception. And if you're saying to yourself, "Well, I can't be true to myself because I don't even know who I am," let me encourage you. You are not alone. I was there too. But it's my pleasure to introduce to you the bread of life, Jesus Christ. His word is food for nourishment and a mirror that turns around to you every single time you read it. Just try it out. I'm sure you'll agree. Thank you so much for listening. I love you all. This was Personally, This is Personal Podcast with Alexis Bilbrew.